to you show of the day. We have me, Cherwe,
and your Overpowered Girl channel,
and we are live.
Hiya.
Nice that we're back.
It is.
Again.
It's been a while.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So welcome back, everyone, to episode something.
Do we edit the other ones?
Huh?
Do we actually number them?
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had numbers.
Yeah, we do. So I guess hopefully the next one or the one after that, I'll be able to know what number we are, because I haven't edited the other ones, and then I'll have this one to edit. So, but we're good. So welcome back, everyone. It's your Overpowered Girl, Lucena.
I'm Cherwe.
And this episode is going to be a Reddit one.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly an Am I the Asshole Reddit? Or just Reddit in general?
Reddit in general? Whatever we find that we think is interesting.
Yeah. I agree. Let me quickly go on Instagram, because that's where I saved it.
How was Demon Slayer? I know we're not doing an anime episode today, but how was Demon Slayer since you were watching?
Bro. Nah. It was so good. You should definitely watch it. Like, just watch one episode at a time. Like, you don't have to watch the whole thing, because that's what I did. Like, I watched.
You know what? As I'm working, I'm watching everything in English. So, but I don't want to watch my anime in English. That just feels so wrong to me. Because I told you, today I watched, was it Tinder Swindler? And that's only because it's in English. So I can watch it and work at the same time.
And I could something you can watch in the background as well.
Yeah,
but with anime, Demon Slayer, you need to actually pay attention.
Like, pay attention.
Exactly. Bless you. Okay, should I read first or should you?
We're doing the first one.
Hmm?
You can read that one, because that one's actually long. I don't want to be like reading long things.
Yeah, it's really long. Okay, so guys, bear with me while I read this, because it's long. My fiance's ex woke up from a coma. And he left me and our kids for her. I, female 33, met my fiance, male 44, when I was 21. I was majoring in something where there were very few women. My friend introduced me to him at a bar one night. You know what? No, I'm not doing this. Basically, yeah, this, am I the asshole? Not am I the asshole. It's just a normal Reddit, I think. I don't want to read this.
Do a breakdown. And should we have questions? You're going to have to answer those questions.
Okay, so her fiancé left her for this cancer-surviving, coma-waking-up woman who he's married to, we find out.
She was married before...
Hmm?
So he was already married.
He's married, not already. He's married to her.
Okay.
And they have how many kids? Three kids?
Mm.
Three kids. And they've been together for 9 years, or married for 9 years. And she's recently woken up from a coma and he's left her.
Because he forgot his past memory, or
hmm?
Why has he left her?
Because she woke up from a coma.
Because she woke up, and that's why he left.
No, because his wife woke up from a coma, so he left his baby mum, basically.
Oh, okay, I get it.
This bitch, you didn't read it?
No.
Wow.
I did say it was too long for me to read. I can't lie.
So, I'm gonna skip the first slide. I'll go to the next one. 2 weeks ago, our daughter's sixth birthday, he disappeared on the day of her party. I had to call the police and we eventually got contact with him. He was acting weird and never in a million years would I have guessed that this would happen. He came home and I was concerned. He brushed me off and we moved on. The next day, his mother asked me to meet secretly. What she told me was horrible. My fiance started dating Ali when they were 15. They were inseparable. They got married when they were 23. She didn't want kids until she was 30. They had an entire life together. When she was 39, what? Can we talk later, please? I'm recording. Sorry. I'm going to have to go back. When she was 29, I was 18 at the time and still hadn't met him yet. She got diagnosed with cancer. She fought it and went into remission. When she was 32, she had to get a hysterectomy. Basically, had its car, which is horrible. Something horrible happened. I don't know the full details yet. She had something happen to her in surgery and went into a coma. She was in a coma for a few years before he reconnected with me. They never divorced. His whole family knew. No one told me. He visited her every week for 9 years. We had kids together. We bought a house. We built a life. And he still visited her. His mom told me she recently woke up. Again, I don't know the full details, but apparently the new medical treatment they tried on her worked. She's obviously not all there. She has mental disabilities now, but she knows my fiance. She recognizes him. She's been awake for months, and his mom told me on the day of her daughter's party, the hospital called because she talked for the first time, and he was told he was told she has a very real possibility of having a good life outside the hospital. She will permanently be disabled in many ways, but she can live a good life. I was shocked. I wondered, how did I not notice this? How did no one tell me? How did I not see he was married on any paperwork? I feel like this is my fault. I confronted him. He didn't lie. He said he loves me, but she was taken away from him, and he thought he would never get her back. He said he loves her more than me. Ouch. And everything he has with me, he wanted with her. He left the house. My kids are confused. He hasn't made any attempt to see me. As far as I've been told, he's moved into a house with her. I have my own well-paying job. I have the support of our families. But what I can't figure out is why. Why me? We had a life together. Kids, they cry every night because they miss their dad. I don't know what to tell them. The only contact we've had is his lawyer contacting me about the sale of our house. How do I get him to talk to me about this? I miss him. I miss our family. What do I tell my kids? Fucking hell. More context. Okay. They met when she was 21 and he was much older. But then 2 years later or so, they start dating. She's 33, he's 44. So there's an 11-year age difference here. She was introduced to him in college by a mutual friend, and yeah.
So 3 years into the coma, that's when he started to date again.
We don't really know the timeline. So if she was 21 when they met, then he was, what, 31?
And his wife went into a coma when she was 33, which is, and I'm going to assume this.
Yeah, but that was, yes, that was when they met. They met when she had cancer, I think, or when she just gone into remission and she was having the operation.
And then 2 years later.
And then 2 years after that.
That's when she went to the coma.
Yeah.
So he was.
No, no, no. I think they met around the time she went in a coma.
Yeah.
Because he would have been 31. She was 32. So there's like 1 year in the middle. That was when they met.
So 1 year of her being in a coma is when he decided to move on.
Yeah. I think
when you put it like that, you have deep it. Like, how can you say? I mean, okay, she's in a coma for 1 year, and you moved on. You built a whole other life. Can't really say that you love her more than you love your current partner.
Also, did they never discuss his exes? And like, didn't it come up that maybe she was in a coma?
Maybe he lied. Maybe he said it broke up.
Nah, this guy is scum. He's a dickhead, isn't it? Because he's left her, yeah.
And he's trying to take the house.
And now he wants to take the fucking house.
That's actually from his children as well. If you have deeper, their children. It's not even about the house anymore. I mean,
there's other human beings involved.
Yeah. I mean, if you have children with someone, I feel like regardless of how hurt you are in the situation, you have to act in the best interest of your children.
Absolutely. And he's definitely not done that. He's a piece of shit.
And if you can't afford having two houses, then don't get a second house with your second wife. Well, your first
exactly.
wife.
Like... He probably has to sell the house so that he can pay the hospital bills. Also, who's been paying the hospital bills?
Probably him.
This entire time. He must be minted then. So why does he want to sell the house? He's a piece of shit.
Nah, probably cut ties.
I wouldn't even want to talk through the lawyers. Like, that's how... Yeah, I'll say forget all emotional bits because this guy is clearly not reacting to her or has no emotional whatever to her. That emotional allegiance or any allegiance, really, from the way he's been behaving. So she should call the lawyers and get her house, get him to pay child support. What the fuck? I don't give a shit if you have your own job. You both decided to have kids, right? So he needs to, if he's not going to be there emotionally for those kids, then he has to be there monetarily for those kids.
Plus, he didn't say he wanted children. He said, the life I have with you is what I want with her. So basically, you already
he wanted children.
Wanted.
It's not like she trapped him or anything.
No, he literally wanted to have children with her. And she was like, okay, I want to have children too. That was it.
I don't know what's going through this man's mind. Let's deep it though. Because from her perspective, I'm thinking he's a piece of shit. He needs to step up monetarily and emotionally, and he needs to be there for those kids because he decided to, eyes wide open, have those kids with this woman. Now that Ali has come, I understand that he wants to move on, leave this woman who he's had kids with and like this whole life, and he wants to go with Ali. Fair enough. But he's made his bed and he needs to lay on it by going with Ali and their life. So my thoughts kind of jumbled up because I'm so mad. So he needs to be there for her and he needs to be there for Ali because he's spread himself thin and this is his fault. Yeah.
It is his fault.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this Ali woman who is, obviously has been in coma for like the last 10 years. What about her though?
She's not going to be the same person because all she has is her memory of those 10 years. Of prior to those 10 years. And he would have, and obviously he's grown and learnt new things in those 10 years that he was in coma. Mm-hmm. He might not even be as compatible as it were in the past.
But if you think about it though, to her, he is that guy that she left 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So like, he's still that guy that she's madly in love with. He might have changed, but they were compatible for a reason. They were together for, what, another 10 years before she went into a coma for a reason. So surely they'll still get along. But I'm thinking, he's not thinking that should this woman find out about the other woman, so should Ali find out about the woman he spent the last 9 years with, having kids with, I'm thinking a normal, respectable woman would look at him like scum, right?
Yeah, because he's left his responsibilities. Also, like, think about the fact that the nurses would have probably told her, oh, your husband used to come and see you every week. He never gave up on you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have said, oh, your husband has a girlfriend and a child. Because they probably didn't know that.
True.
So all she would have known is like, oh, my husband has been with me every week waiting for my return.
True. But like, doesn't that even make it worse? Because I'm saying, should she find out? Like, should she realise the kind of person he is and what he has done, do you think she's still sane?
Probably.
Because obviously she
just came out of a coma. That's the only person she recognizes.
She knows, yeah.
Because we don't know about what her friends were doing in this 10 years of her coma, but all we know is what her husband has been doing for her. And she probably would stay with him just for the familiarity. And
yeah, comfort. And it's pretty much convenience as well.
Yeah. Because if she's
I feel for her.
She probably might not. Probably doesn't have a source of income either, and he is her source of income.
Yeah, true. Does he plan on telling her?
I don't think so.
obviously, because he didn't tell this one for 9 years, so he's definitely capable of that.
Yeah.
What should she do? What should the woman with the kids, what should she do? What do you think she should do?
She should definitely fight to keep her house. Or what they could do is just take his name off the deed or off the mortgage and just sold it in hers, given that she can pay the down, she can make her monthly payments. I think that's the only...
Right, he would want his money. I think that's why he wants to sell it.
Well, you can't have...
He probably needs the money.
No. I don't think that's fair. I think he should just take his name off the deed or off the mortgage and let it be like as it is. I don't think...
If she's minted, then she can buy...
But I don't think that she should do that either.
Yeah, I don't think so too.
I think that's very unfair for him to even suggest that he should buy her his half.
He can fuck right off.
I mean, no, I don't think
it's honestly fair. Like, oh no, I'm so mad, because some people would argue, oh, he's a man, he needs companionship, what do you expect? How about he should have been forthcoming and told this woman the truth from the very start, and not led this life
out. Like, if you're that devoted to be going in and out, why get into another relationship? You're already emotionally taxed to be even considering another relationship because you're dealing with a relationship, right?
No, this is really horrible. Like, okay, no, it's the fact that he actually led this other life with this other woman is what I'm having an issue with. Like, he could have had other relationships, right? Where I'm thinking very liberally here, like very, very liberally, trying to take as much emotions out of it as possible.
So either what, friends with benefits or just one night flings?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with that? And like, keep your friends, don't have a whole family and then just leave them. Like, those kids are asking where the fuck their dad is. What's she meant to say?
You could have got a pet. That's like having a child.
You could have got a dog. Exactly. What a prick.
I was saying that if you really wanted to have a child, he could have got a pet, because it's not the same thing, but I've been told that having a pet is like having a baby. And yeah, he could have had a pet. I mean, the devoted husband that wants to be to his wife in the coma.
But I thought he didn't want that. He wanted that with his coma wife.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the meantime, as he was waiting for her to wake up, he could have got a pet. Instead of, like, starting a whole new family with the potential of her waking up. Right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Plus, I'm not sure what the doctors told him about his wife's coma. Like, were they certain that she was going to wake up? Was it uncertain? Because with the coma, it's very difficult to say
what's
happening.
Like, clearly they kept her awake for, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
With hope?
With hope. So they must have been using her as a trial, because from what the mother said is that the new medicine they've given her has started working with her body and mind properly.
Yeah. I'm just, like, flabbergasted.
No. Oh. Nah, let's actually deep it. If the doctors actually told him, there's potential your wife might wake up, and they keep trying, and he's still with his family,
and he's gone.
And he's there hoping, yeah, my wife might wake up. Oh,
so this woman was just like, what, another body to just fuck and dump.
Nah.
I'm offended on her behalf. Wow. I would sue him for every single thing he's worth. I will sue him for emotional damage.
I know, right?
Years of therapy, he will have to pay for that for me and all those kids. Child support. I will be keeping the house. And I don't give a shit what he decides to do. Him and his coma wife, they can fuck off. I mean, I feel for her, because he probably wouldn't have any money to care for her, but that's not my business. He should have thought about that before he'd done what he done. Ruthless. This is like in the wake of Tinder swindler. Like, in a way, this is fraud. Like, right? Is it just me? Like, this is leading someone on like next level leading someone on. I don't know. Oh well. I am interested to see what she'll decide to do later. Like next.
I hope she
Do you wanna read the next one? Huh?
But I hope she keeps the house.
Yeah, she should definitely keep the house and tell him to fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Next one?
Sure. Am I the arsehole for wanting to live with my partner when we have our first child together? My partner, 27 male, and I, 27 female, just found out we're expecting a child in August. I'm in my second trimester. I'm considered a high risk due to RH sensitivity. What's RH?
What? No clue.
Okay. We have been in a romantic relationship for 3 years and sexual one for 4.5 years. The kids was definitely unanticipated. Thank you, Nevering. And we originally agreed about having kids closer to 30 in the past. We do not currently live together. He lives with his parents, and I've lived on my own since I was 20. As we're talking about future arrangements,
sorry to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
The RH thing has to do with blood. It's when the blood mixes with RH positive blood of the fetus. So if a RH negative blood is exposed to a RH positive blood, I think it's a thing. And it happens during childbirth.
Wait, blood poisoning?
I guess. It's like their blood isn't compatible.
Yeah, similar to blood poisoning, but with a child in your body.
Yeah, that is interesting. And they're like, I'm sorry. This is really stressing me out. It can cause a baby to be jaundiced.
What's that mean?
You know when the baby has like yellow eyes and like the baby itself is yellow. The baby's going to need blood transfusion probably.
So she's poisoned her own baby?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's stressing.
Yeah.
That must mean her husband's blood types are different, because her child must have inherited his dad's blood type.
Holy shit.
Wow.
My sister was jaundiced.
Was she?
Mm.
Oh, but she's fine now. This baby has hope too. As we are talking about future arrangements and steps we need to take, he runs by me that he discussed with his sister and brother-in-law, both 29 and 31, that they are all agree with him. And I living together with a baby would be a bad idea because he never got the chance to live or mature on his own. And he should get an apartment around the corner. I told him this is irresponsible, especially because he has a tendency to leave his phone on silent and I could need him in an emergency. If I get up, forget put on bed rest and in early labor situations, plus the thought of carrying a newborn around to two different places during the recovery, my body is food, is in a food phase, doesn't sound appealing, and he doesn't think I can easily just leave a few day old with him if I get overwhelmed. Oh, he's so selfish. My idea for him was that he got his own place in a time frame he said before pregnancy. Got his independence plan on his terms until I'm about a month out from having a baby. Then we will start living together because I will need more support at the time. He says I need to agree to this for the health of our relationship working and to create a healthy environment for our baby. I got mad and told him that I don't feel supported. This feels like an ultimatum for his involvement in both our relationship and for our child. He says I'm not putting our child first, and I'm living in a codependent fantasy that doesn't support his independence, mental health, by expecting someone I'm in a relationship to live with me when I give birth. Am I the arsehole? Is there something I'm missing that's making me an arsehole? Please enlighten me, TLDR. Found out we are expecting after half a decade of being in a relationship. We don't live together, and he's lived on his own. His family goes oh poor him. He's not ready, despite him making two times more than I do, being the exact same age, born in the same month as me, and comes up with a plan for us to live apart. I'm expecting delivery and newborn. If I don't accept these terms, I apparently do not care about our relationship as a couple working out, and I don't care about the child I'm carrying. Edit. He's always said it's a goal of his to be an entirely independent for the least 6 months because he did not want me to mum him. He's always been under the impression that in these 6 months he will learn how to cook, clean, and budget. I have pushed him to learn how to do laundry and to cook at our first year together. I always told him I was willing to accommodate his weird requests while pregnant, but needed help around the time the baby arrives and after birth, for the baby's arrival and after birth. I'm a full-time nurse who works in NICU and now works with kids who have dual diagnosis disabilities. I have trouble with the idea of putting my kid into the system for adoption. While I see the many benefits of it, I'm gravely aware of the negatives. I also did not have another child, nor, and neither does he. It's our first. His parents are unaware. My parents are willing to set up. To step up.
Fuck this guy. Well, why are men just trash? Why are these two men so far? Why are they trash?
Why is he so selfish? And why are his brother and sister encouraging
him? And why at, 27, he's not going to... No. He's not... What? I feel like this guy wants to be single. Is it just me? This guy wants to be single. He wants to be single. Because he's describing a single life. No one at 27 is with the kid coming, wants to live independently and learn to cook and all this stuff. Because you can do that while you're living together, cooking for your partner, who is, she should be a bed rest. Yeah. I don't know.
She should just move back home. He definitely doesn't want it. He must not want the child. Because the way he was describing it, like, oh, I don't want you to leave me alone.
I've never lived independently.
I don't want you living with a child in the first few weeks of his birth. Like, what the fuck do you want her to do? She needs to sleep too.
Honestly.
What do you actually want her to do? Be with the baby 24/7 as you go and do what are you doing, actually?
He says he doesn't want her to mum him. Are you not a grown man? Don't you have initiative?
He doesn't know how to
You need to step up.
No, he doesn't know how to
As do a normal laundry. Human being.
He doesn't know how to do laundry. Like, he can't even clean his own clothes without his
Okay, look, I'm not even bullshitting you, yeah? You know my colleague that you've talked to? My ex-colleague, I guess.
Yeah.
While he can do his laundry, his mom does his laundry for him. Well, I don't even know if he can. I don't think he can.
Laziness. That's what it is.
Also, it's not that deep learning how to do laundry. You just go on Google, type it in, how to do laundry, what to press, how to use this machine. It's not that hard. And literally, it will tell you not to mix your dark and your whites or your lights and your darks. And that's literally it.
Just laziness.
And what materials not to wash together, blah, 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 blah. It's not that hard. And learning to cook is not... Okay, for some people, it probably is. But if all this time, when you had time in your parents' house, where you weren't paying bills, you didn't decide to learn to cook then, now you want to learn to cook because you want to live on your own. This is stupid. He doesn't want to be in a relationship.
He doesn't want a child.
So who's in the relationship for 5 years? Clearly, this woman seems like she wants to get married because she makes a point to say half a decade of relationship is killing me. Well, what do you have to say? Is she the arsehole? I don't think she is.
I don't think she's an arsehole, but she has to really think about whether she can parent this child by herself or not.
Yeah. I think we give too much, we give men too much excuses about life. And what we expect them to do and what we don't. Because how are you a 27-year-old man and don't know how to do laundry and don't know how to care for yourself? And you're expecting a child and you have to care for that child. What if they break up and the child is with him, what, would his mum still be cooking for the kid? Did he not go to school, like uni?
He must do, for the kind of, if it, to be earned two times more than she does. Unless it,
Maybe he went from home and the mum babied him still. I think the mum is, his parents are to blame. Also, he's not even told his parents about the baby.
No, even if you
and the baby's home, coming
he
soon.
He has to cook and clean. Hmm? No. Even if he works from home, he still has to cook and clean.
No, I mean, maybe he went to school from home. So, what? Like, his mum still did his laundry and his mum still cooked for him.
Oh, okay.
This is absolute shambles. And his siblings knowing about it and enabling this shit. Clearly, the whole family is a bit fucked in the head, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, priorities. A whole child, a whole human is about to come into your life. And this is the shit you're doing. Let him go and live independence, please. I think he should go. And when he's ready, he should come back. Because then it's not going to be her fault. You know, men like to play the victim. They'll say, well, I wanted to do this before the baby came, but you didn't let me do it. And they'll blame the woman. She should let him go. Let him go do what he's going to do. While that's happening, it's going to be hard, but she needs to move on and have her baby and have her good life. If he wants to be involved, he can be involved, but she needs to leave this man. He wants to be single. Shambles. I also get a lawyer involved as well, so that he knows that at least he has to pay the bills for the child.
Most definitely.
Fucking hell. Personally, this would never happen. I'm just, I wouldn't even have the child of a man that can't cook and clean and do his laundry. What's going on with women?
We have low standards.
The standards is low. Did I tell you about that the birthday party that I went to? And the ladies that I met there, they were talking about their partners and they were like, men are so easy. Do you know how easy you can get what you want by giving him what he wants, basically sexually, right?
Oh, that and conversation. I was like, what?
Huh?
That conversation with that girl from First Love.
Yeah. I think about that conversation all the time. I can't believe that in 2022, there are people that think like that, that want to manipulate men into doing what they want. Manipulating them specifically with sex, getting them to do what they want, and expecting the men to just go with it, not holding them accountable for anything. I have such a massive issue with that. I was just flabbergasted. That conversation, it just... Faith, I've never been lost for words that much in my life. But sorry, what do you think about this whole thing?
I personally think that even though her parents have said that they will support her with her child, there's only so much support her parents can give her.
Mm-hmm.
And that being a full-time mum or a working mum is a difficult. It's just difficult. It's just difficult. And she needs to either have her finances in check to know that should she go part-time, she can still pay her bills and still be financially stable. Or she needs to consider either, I don't know how far along she is in her, or she's in second trimester, so she can't abort the child now, so she's in second trimester. So she either has to think about giving it up for adoption or keeping it.
She's not going to, she doesn't like the cons that come with, you know, giving the child up for adoption. Likely going to keep it.
But she can opt for a form of adoption where she can stay in
contact
with the child, so that her adoptive parents will take on primary carer, but she can be
then secondary carer.
Yeah,
that's actually a good solution. And if the guy wants to be involved, because obviously it's his child as well, then I guess they can do that.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that way he still has to pay child support, because even though he's not the primary carer of the child, he's still going to be involved in some capacity.
Yeah. This is so sad, by the way. She doesn't need this additional stress. But should she decide to keep the baby, get lawyers involved.
Yeah.
And move in with your parents, see how they can help you. All right. And to answer the question, she's not the asshole. Your partner is the asshole. And his entire family
are selfish individuals.
Literally. A, B, C, D, F, U. And your mum, and your dad, and your sisters, and your brothers. All of them. This is some stupid ass shit. Okay, on to the next one.
On to the next one.
Am I the asshole for letting my brother Christian my new home's bathroom? What? What? Like, you're renting your bathroom.
Read it again. It's actually funny.
Okay, let's go. This been happening since yesterday. I'm pretty sure I'm not the asshole, but my family has been doubting myself. But my family has me doubting myself. Anyway, my husband, 31 male, and I, 28 female, just bought a house several days ago. It's really exciting. We've been living in his apartment for the past year, which has been fine. But I'm really looking forward to having something that's truly ours. As you might guess, my family has been excited too. After we closed the deal, we went out to dinner with my mom, dad, and one of my brothers. Let's call him Kyle, 30 male. Kyle has a story about him. Apparently, when we all moved into our first house, when I was about 4 and he was 6, Kyle was sick, and almost immediately after moving into the home, went to the bathroom and took an absolutely nasty dump on the toilet. Afterwards, my mother turned to my husband and said, "Well, at least someone Christianed the bathroom." I didn't read the title properly because I thought the letting, because the L was in the capital, I thought is letting it out. Like, oh, fucking hell, okay. Well, at least someone Christianed the bathroom. That's it. That's the whole story. I've never found it particularly hilarious or anything. It's just one of those stories that your parents like to tell every few months and you smile and nod along. Kyle, on the other hand, absolutely loves the story. Ever since then, whenever somebody in the family moves into a new home, Kyle insists on christening in the bathroom. He did it when I moved into my apartment. He did it when our eldest brother moved into his home. And I'm certain he did it when he moved into his own apartment. My parents also find it pretty funny that he continues to do this. At dinner, Kyle made a comment about looking forward to Christian in the bathroom at myself and my husband's home. My husband obviously had no idea what this meant, and my parents and Kyle explained it to him. After hearing the story, he muttered something and then quickly moved the conversation to him. Moved the conversation along. After that night, he told me in no uncertain terms that he thought it was bizarre. It was a bizarre tradition, and he did not want to take part in it, even though I personally don't care either way. I find it stupid but harmless. It's a perfectly reasonable opinion to have, so I agreed with him. I was talking to my mom last night, and when we discussed the dinner we'd had, she brought up telling my husband about the tradition. I told her that we would not be letting Kyle Christian our bathroom. And she tried to persuade me otherwise. I said no. I thought that was that. But since yesterday, my dad and Kyle have all been texting me that I should follow the family tradition. I texted my eldest brother though, and he said I should stand my ground. And obviously, my husband agrees with that. I don't really plan on changing my mind about this. But Reddit, am I the asshole? No. This is stupid.
And it's your house.
Yeah, absolutely. What? Anything, I should get to shit in my house first. What the fuck? Wow.
Nah, that's just weird.
The fact that they're so getting mad about it is what I find funny.
I know, right? Why are you so proud? Like, I know. Do you not have no shame? God. Literally no shame.
How old is he? This brother's 30, you know?
Mm.
Nah, he should definitely have shame. Oh my God.
Yeah, the husband's definitely reasonable to say, I will not partake in such tradition. Let's actually break this up. How is it a tradition just because he did it as a child?
When he was six, you know?
Yeah, like...
Like, grow up already. Like, let it go. It's not
tradition. You're just immature.
Like, what's going to happen? Your eldest brother's going to have kids. They're going to move into the kids and you're going to be like 50. Are you going to ask to christen their house as well?
That's just weird. That's weird.
Or like when he has a son, the son's gonna take over the shitty Christian traditions.
Like pass on the mantle,
pass over the shitty baton. No, this is too funny.
I told you, right? Like just for the title, I was like, this is
it. Oh wow.
No, her brother needs to really evaluate his sense of pride.
Honestly. Like, someone has said no to your tomfoolery. Just let it go, right? Like, just love it. It's not that deep.
It is not that deep. And I'm so glad that she stood by her husband on the situation. Mm. Because she said she didn't mind, but obviously her husband finds it weird. And I personally also find it weird too. So
you know what I think, yeah? I think the brother is the type of dickhead that's going to go to their house anyway and shit in it and snicker about it.
See, that's even more weird because yeah. Why? Why are you so just ready to do it? Why do you actually want to do it? No, you have to actually, like, is it a sense of, like, you know, like, people have fetishes. It's not a fetish, but is that what brings him joy?
I think it's just... He just finds it funny. It's just one of those weird things that, like, a weird quirk, probably. His parents obviously enabled it, so he found humor in it. It makes him the center of attention every single time.
No, but I think his parents did it. Well, when his parents did it, it was more like, "Oh my goodness, you were so young and innocent, and you were sick, and you were doing all these things." They were just like reminiscent on his past. But he just took that so personally, as if his parents were proud of it.
Mm. No, because they kept telling the story every chance they got. Like, they'll tell it to visitors when they come over, they'll tell it to new partners, they'll tell it to new friends. And so it becomes like a tradition, as they're saying. It becomes like a new thing. It's an anecdote at dinner, and it's all about him, and he loves the attention.
Then he needs to find something else that brings attention to him, more positive. I know.
It, to him, this is positive because it's funny. I think it's funny as well. It's too funny, really.
He's just strange.
But she's definitely not the asshole.
Most definitely.
Her parents are definitely enabling the brother, but a no is a no. That's it. Mm-hmm. Underground. Next one. I just sent you one.
Am I the arsehole for telling my boyfriend that he can't date younger and then I get upset about my budget apartment? I saw this one, actually. I didn't read it, but I saw the title.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So recently, I got together with a guy from my hobby. Is it hobby? Yeah, hobby. He asked me out first, and I had some doubts that we'd work together as a couple because of his age difference. He's 35 and I'm 22, so Jesus, 13 years. So in my apartment, since it's an old house that was originally a single family house, there isn't much soundproofing, and the floor creaks when people move. I've gotten used to the sound of the guys upstairs getting up at 4 a.m. since he starts work at 5, and the sound of the girls in the apartment either side of mine watching telling others till midnight, talking work call, taking work calls all day, and having friends over on weekend nights. I know when I play music or have friends over, some of the sound leaks through to the walls. So I'd never get upset about hearing my neighbours because it goes both ways. So when my boyfriend started coming over more often, he had complaints about the neighbours, which put me in an awkward place. He wanted to go to speak to them or have me text them, and I said no. For example, one of the early times he stayed over, we went to bed around 10. He wanted me to ask my neighbor to turn down her TV. I said she didn't have it that loud and she turns it off at midnight anyway. At 4 a.m. he got very irritated with the upstairs neighbor getting up and cooking breakfast. I said that he would be done by 5 because that's when his shift starts. At 7 a.m. he was still trying to sleep in, and the neighbor on the other side had some work calls that he said he couldn't sleep through. I offered him earplugs and he said he couldn't sleep with them in either. He wanted me to ask her to quiet down. He had similar comments every time he heard someone else in a building just living their life, especially if it wasn't when he was in bed. I got frustrated with my boyfriend and told him, you know you can't expect to date a hot young 22-year-old and not want to deal with a 22-year-old living situation. I don't know if you realise, but this is a normal apartment for someone my age. Hell, my neighbours are pretty great. Nobody throws loud parties or works on work nights. Nobody has having screaming fights. Nobody's having babies. That's fantastic news. The hot young part of was the sarcastic air quotes, because
those were
his words, not mine. He got irritated and asked why I was bringing age into it, and said it's because he can't both want someone so young and also want someone with a house kind of money. And he was being so out of touch with normal people in their 20s lives. He got really irritated with me bringing age into it, and even more annoyed when I had responded to his neighbor complaints in the future. Okay,
Boomer. Okay, Boomer. Be quiet.
I'll tell him that if he wanted me to move to have a rich personal apartment, he could pay for it. Rightfully so. Anyway, am I the asshole for what I said to my boyfriend about my apartment? Edit. A lot of comments are asking if we could stay at his house. It's not possible for me to get to his house all my own because I don't have a car and the buses don't go that far in the suburbs. So, okay, I'm using Boomer as a joke or a figure of speech to say acting out of touch and entitled to telling other people what to do. It's a common figure of speech to say, okay, Boomer, to someone who is acting entitled regardless of their actual age. It's more of a mindset thing. Okay, end. No, that's funny. It's the okay Boomer for me. I have to say. Why is he complaining? I mean, okay, if he's been there a couple of times, he would have, I guess, not gotten used to it, but been a bit more understanding of the situation.
He's a dickhead. He's a 35-year-old man dating a 22-year-old woman. Is he dumb? Wasn't he 22 at some point? He was probably living in shared apartments as well. You have to deal with people. At least she has an apartment. So most 22-year-olds don't have apartments. They share a room. They have flatmates. What would he have done if she had flatmates? He would have lost his mind.
And plus, from the sound of it, the people she's in the same accommodation with are actually very considerate.
Yeah.
They try not to be noisy, because as you said, when she has music on, she's aware that sometimes, even if it's not loud, the sound does carry through the walls.
Yeah, so they don't care. They don't come knocking on her door.
So she's watching TV. She's going to turn it off around midnight. We're going to bed at 10 o'clock. So you can deal with the 2 hours of minimal sound.
Which is very reasonable. Sorry, Karen?
I feel like that's very reasonable to expect. Like, if she's not intentionally going out of her, the neighbor's not intentionally going out of her way to be like, let me have this on loudspeaker.
Yeah. Also, there's nothing really that they can do. The walls are thin. What, the guy shouldn't wake up at 4? The women shouldn't watch telenovelas. You can't tell people what to do. You just have to deal with it.
Better yet, if he really is concerned, he could soundproof her apartment for her.
Since he's got boomer money.
Yeah. I mean, if you're that concerned about the soundproofing of her house, of her apartment, you can do it for her.
A few people on here suggested that maybe they should go to his place, but like you said, she can't drive. Excuse me, she can't get there because she doesn't drive. But how about he comes pick her up and take her to his place?
Oh, that's true. He could pick her up.
Especially during the weekends. Maybe not at night, because obviously she probably has work the next day, and if he wants to stay over, then he has to deal with it. But mainly for the weekend, they can just stay at his place. I think it's age. What's the age difference?
13 years. She's 22, he's 35.
Did she already say that they didn't have much in common?
No, she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
I'm curious, because he made the hot young girlfriend thing comment.
I think he's insecure.
He loves that he's dating someone really young.
And he's very insecure about it.
And it comes with the territory of dating a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely not the asshole. Women who are 35, they know not to knock on someone's door telling them that they're making noise at 4 in the morning, because that's when his job starts. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be that person that makes everything awkward. I hate that person. Like, when I was at my flat, the people next to me, they have kids. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And how they used to, like, laugh, play. I could hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my business. I could hear when my neighbors next to me, when they flush their toilet, I'm in my bedroom sleeping. It is what it is. You live with the noise. Because I'm sure that when I have you over and we're kikiing over drinks and we're recording.
Yes, we
they
were.
They know and they can hear and we're loud.
We were very loud.
Exactly. Like, I told you, like, I heard, like, the whole when my neighbor would argue with her boyfriend and she'll be crying, I heard the whole thing. When the guy upstairs goes to his shift, so he's coming back from a night shift, I can hear it. When anybody, literally anybody, climbs up or down the stairs, I can hear it. But it's not a big deal. It's just like, it's part of life. He's forgotten. She's right that he's out of touch with how people live. Because while she's 22 and she's living like this, there are people who are 35 who actually still live like this, where they live in an old building and everything isn't soundproof. So what would he do if that was the situation? This doesn't even, let's forget age. It's about how she's living. Mm-hmm. He needs to be more tolerant.
This person says, living in an apartment comes with the burden of hearing other people. And point out to him that they'd probably hear them being intimate, but don't bother them. Don't bother you about it. If you can hear them that much of that, if you can hear that much of what's going on in their apartment, they can hear that much of what's going on in yours, which is true.
Mm, absolutely.
So if you're being loud and then they're not out here coming to demand silence, you should be reciprocal of that.
Oh my God, I've just seen a comment. It says, not the asshole. Do you know why a 35-year-old dates a 22-year-old? Because women his age don't put up with his childish behavior, but a 22-year-old is more likely to be easily guilt-tripped. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Honestly, you may have a common hobby, but you're in very different places in your life, which can make a relationship difficult if you're not both ready to be understanding. Oh yeah, that's the comment you've just read as well.
The second half
comes with the burden. No, absolutely. I also just realised, based off of that, that they did meet from a mutual hobby. That's what I asked. Like, they had something in common, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how did they even meet? Fuck. Yeah, not the asshole. They'll have to resolve it somehow. Either he becomes a bit more agreeable and less irritable, then they can work on it. I'm just curious about how long they've been dating.
That is true.
Because she's 22 now. Did they just meet? Is this like the first year of the relationship? I'm assuming so.
Looking at the comments, this person says, if he really wanted you at his house, he wouldn't mind to drive. Sounds like she's a side piece. Cut your ties. Now, I'm thinking about it, and it could be true, because there's no person, from the people I know of, stories I have heard, if a guy really, really, really wants you to be at his place, he will drive you there or get a taxi for you to get there.
Yeah, that is a fair point. That's cold.
So, he may be onto real something. Cold. This person might be onto something, honestly.
But we don't actually know if she's never been to his place.
But it's
maybe it's like just more convenient for him.
Time they're at his place and it's annoying him.
And he sleeps over as well. Like, like side piece girlfriend? Like, not to a wife, but to another girlfriend, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Because I don't think his wife would let him be out that.
Oh, well. Your boyfriend's just a boomer in it. He's older. Like, he's probably not had to deal with that for, like, let's say 6 years. So he's forgotten how the other half lives.
This person says he really showed up like the king has arrived and want his neighbors to stop living their lives for his convenience.
Honestly, it's mad. I think we should probably read one where, like, the women are the horrible people, just to even it out. Oh my god. How about this one? Am I the asshole for leaving my son's wedding early after he excluded me from his speech?
Okay.
Nah, but this one's also a guy. This is a man. Should we read it?
Okay. Let's see if we can find more.
I'll send it to you now. Am I the asshole for taking away the bra that my sister bought for my daughter? Okay. That's a woman one. Okay. Yeah, that's a woman one. I'll send it to you so you can follow through. Okay, I'll start, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. Am I the asshole for taking away the bra that my sister bought for my daughter? Throw away. I, 35 female, have a daughter named Marcy. Oh, sorry. Have a sister named Marcy, 35 female, and a daughter named Jess, 14 female. Jess and Marcy get along very well, and they love hanging out together. About 6 months ago, Jess started telling me that she had some new bras. She told me that the ones she has now are too babyish. I've tried taking her shopping online and in person, but she never finds any that she likes. She always finds the ones I suggest. She always says the ones I suggest are for little kids, and she wants a woman's bra. Sorry. Yesterday, Marcy and Jess were spending the day together. After Jess got home, I noticed that she had a plastic bag. Before I could ask her what it was, she quickly went into her room. My mommy's senses were going off, and I knew that she was hiding something. I went to her room and asked her what was in the bag. She tried to just dodge the subject and come up with a weak explanation. I ended opening the bag, and inside was a Victoria's Secret bra. I was shocked, because this bra looks like lingerie and it was obviously very sexy / revealing. I demanded to know where Jess got the bra. She told me that her and Marcy went to the mall after getting lunch. Jess was going on and on about how I never let her get the bras that she likes. Jess pointed at Victoria's Secret and talked about how she always wanted a bra from them. Without hesitation or permission from me, Marcy just bought Jess the bra. I was furious that Marcy would buy my daughter something like this without talking to me. I went outside and called Marcy to get her side of the story. She basically told me that it was her money and she could buy whatever she wants. She also said that I was holding Jess back and treating her like a baby. I snapped and told her that she had no right to buy my daughter a bra like that without my permission. I eventually told Marcy that I would give her the bra so she could return it. She told me that she already got rid of the receipt, so she can't get her money back. I told her that I would just donate it instead then. Marcy flipped out and demanded that I pay her back for the bra. I told her to fuck off. I'm not paying her back for something that she had no right buying. Now Jess is giving me the silent treatment and Marcy blocked my number. Am I the asshole? Yeah.
So Jess bought her child a bra and she's upset.
No, Marcy bought Jess
a bra. And she's upset because of that.
And she's upset. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything bad or wrong for Mercy to buy Jess a bra.
I think it's not that she bought a bra. It's the type of bra she's bought. It's sexy / revealing. It's Victoria's Secret. It's provocative. It gets the people going.
In the words of Kanye.
Well, what do you think? Let's start with what you think.
Okay.
Is she the asshole?
So how old is her daughter?
Her daughter is 14.
Okay, at 14. Okay, I understand why her mother is concerned because it's a racing bra. But at the same time, her daughter was eventually probably going to buy it herself if Jess had not bought it for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the throw it away is very spiteful, I feel, because I've had situations where my mother has thrown away prized possessions of mine, and I say that with such heartache.
I think that women, mothers, tend to be very scared when their daughters get to a certain age, because we were that age, and we know what we got, what we did when we were that age. And I think 14 is very, very into that age.
Okay, I get that, but I feel like the issues that I would have had at that period is that there was no communication. I don't know what kind of relationship she has with her daughter, but if she's really concerned, she can talk to her daughter about why she's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe her daughter would be more understanding of why she feels that it might not be time for her to have such a racy bra. And she might not wear it until a couple of years later when she's older, but at least she knows where her mother's concerns are. If she starts throwing away things now without communicating or voicing that, her daughter's like, you just threw in something that was a present to me that you didn't buy for me, even though I told you multiple times.
And you never even gave me the chance to. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Should she wish to do that, she needs to talk to her daughter on why she feels that kind of way. They don't have to come to agreement, because obviously like, she's still the mother, but I feel like she needs to communicate why she has those concerns, regardless of whether she decides to throw it away or not.
This is the start. This is showing signs of a very strained mother-daughter relationship, because one, the mum's not listening to the daughter at all, and two, the mum clearly throws fits. If it's not my way, no other way. And if that happens, she kind of goes mad, like she has with Marcy. And Marcy obviously is not here for that shit. That's why she blocked her. I'll block a bitch too. I think the mum's the asshole, because your daughter's 14 years old. You were 14 once. You know how mad you were then. You know, like, the transitioning process. You know how things felt when you were that age. How important it is to be cool or to be accepted on your own terms. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I think I'm lucky with the mom that I had, because my mom, while she was definitely buying my bra for me when I was 14, but like, my mom bought me cool bras. So like, I wasn't trying to go to Victoria's Secret, because it wasn't a thing to me. As long as it functioned properly, I didn't really care. And I was quite childish as well. I wanted the cute ones, like the ones with like spots on them that were paddy. Like, I guess my mom understood, and my mom kind of got it, which is unfortunate that this particular woman doesn't. Like, what kind of bra? The question I am actually having is, what kind of bra is she getting? Is she getting a bralette? Or does the daughter actually want something really risque, like something from Victoria's Secret that's more lingerie? Then that's a bit of a problem. And then you're right, because all the mum has to do is just explain why it's not time yet. Maybe when you're 16, maybe when you're 17. But for now, this is what you get. Mm-hmm. I think I get it. I mean, if we're talking lingerie bra for a 14-year-old, I don't know. It's a bit higgy. It's a bit... a grown woman should know not to buy lingerie for a 14-year-old.
But I don't think it would have been that bad.
In what sense?
I don't think it would have been, like, lingerie. I think it might be just, like, a lace bra, something like that.
Okay, if it's, like, a normal lace bra, obviously, that's fine.
But I know people hear the word Victoria's Secret and automatically goes, like, sex.
No, like, Victoria's Secret has some of the basic shit. But
yeah, but Victoria's Secret does a range of a woman's under...
things. Yeah.
Range of things. So it could have been, like, or she just wanted the brand... Victoria's Secret to tell
Victoria's
her friends.
Secrets.
Oh, my mom. No, my that's mom true. Got me Victoria's Secret, even though it's just like a normal plain white bra.
Yeah.
And it just has Victoria's Secret on the back of it, and that's it.
That's like, important.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I don't think being a woman herself, I don't think she would have gotten her friend's daughter a risque bra, because she understands this is my friend's daughter. I am not going to not tarnish but ruin my friendship with her and try and give her my daughter.
Sister,
and like an inappropriate thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that the mom overreacted?
I think it is an overreaction. Like, I understand that, yeah, you want to protect your daughter, but as I said, if you with that concern of yours, you just need to communicate that to your sister, not to you, to your daughter, of that.
Or maybe, meet your daughter halfway.
You meet your daughter and probably just tell your sister, if you're going to buy my daughter things, can you just, like, run it by me?
Yeah.
Or at least show it beforehand before you give it to her. Because that's what my aunties used to do. Like, if they buy me a present, they'll show it to my mum first and my mum will give it to me. And she would evaluate from there whether she wanted to give it to me beforehand. As a sort of like a boundary, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something she could do if she's really that concerned. Like, okay, I understand you want to buy my daughter presents. Can you just like run them by me or show me a picture so I know what she's getting?
Also, the mother's reaction is somewhat
controlling.
No, it sends a message like your sexuality comes second. Like, what's the word? Sexy is bad. It's basically the message that she's sending to the kid. I'm assuming, like, that's what you take. The girl will be like, mum's just a prude, innit? Like, mum's being a bitch. She's probably not sexy and she's jealous. That's what a 14-year-old would think.
That's true.
So her reaction should have been more, you've seen it, like, okay, you can wear this into, or I don't know, you can only wear this on special occasions. I don't know, like, what do you like? I'm taking the mum's side in sense of she doesn't want her daughter wearing something like this. How would you communicate that properly to a 14-year-old? I mean, the kid is, but she's not going to be bad for long.
But okay, let's actually deep it though. It's a bra. Unless it's like a very bright bra, it's gonna go underneath your clothes. No one's gonna see it, or no one should see it.
That is true.
Oh yeah, like maybe her friends when they change for PE, they might see it. But that's a girl changing room.
And she probably just wanted the bra just to be, as cool, I said, just to be, yeah, like you said.
She probably wanted to say like, oh, I've got Victoria's Secret bra.
Victoria's Secret bra. Yeah.
I mean, it might just be a plain white. Just
or
a plain
it's
bra.
Just the idea, like, oh my god, over the weekend I went shopping and guess where I went to with my auntie. Like, it's cool. You went to Victoria's Secret.
It's just so yeah. I'm not trying to vilify the mum. I'm just thinking of it from like what I've been through, not what I've been through, but similar situations.
Yeah. But how would you have preferred your mum to have communicated her disdain to you and you not have taken it as bad as she did? Obviously, you would have taken it bad because she's telling you you can't do something, but maybe not as bad.
Probably just advise caution. Like, okay, I understand that you want to do this and this, but just be aware of this and this and this.
Yeah.
So not saying like, no, not completely saying no, but making her aware that these are the possible consequences, and then from there she can be like, okay, if I'm wearing this bra, I need to wear something much more thicker or something much more darker so it doesn't show out or stand out. And then she'll know.
And it's also important to know to wear different bras so that you know which bra is for you, because I have certain preferences I sometimes like you know, bras with no padding. Sometimes I like bras with padding, depending on what I'm wearing. Like if I'm wearing like a thin top, I'll go with a padded bra. If I'm wearing more like a wrap and I don't need as much of a lift, I'll go with a no padded bra. Who gives a shit? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's likely that that's what this is. This bra, but it's a non-padded bra, probably, and it's more lacy, like you said.
So she probably just need to wear a thicker layer of clothing on top.
How about you explain that to your daughter and be like, okay, so this type of bra, this is what you should wear it with, blah, 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 blah. Or explain to your daughter why you only buy her childish bras, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just be like, oh, I just want to keep you, like, cute forever. Like, make it, like, a cute way, like, you love her and you're not trying to manipulate her, but you're just trying to keep her safe. And I'm sure a 14-year-old would get it. All they'll just do is buy the bra behind your back. Simple. As it should be. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know. At least your relationship with your sister wouldn't be as strained as it is now.
Yeah, I think the way she reacted to her sister was a bit too much. She went
off. If my sister called me on some aggro shit, I just cut the phone and text. Talk to me when you calm down.
She actually went off on her.
She has no right to buy my daughter a bra without my permission. Wow. Maybe if you'd done a better job at buying your daughter a bra, this wouldn't be such an issue.
True. And she could have avoided it too. If her daughter has been telling her, I want to become a secret bra, she could have gone and chose one herself.
Exactly. The one that she wanted, the one that she was okay with.
And then her daughter could have said, oh, my mother brought me a Victoria's Secret bra. End of story. She can brag about it. Her mother feels comfortable that her daughter's wearing an appropriately bought
dress. Yeah.
Yeah.
And might I just add, I'm just thinking, like, if I had a daughter and if I was more conservative about things, how would I? It's hard having a female child, like a daughter, because the world isn't at the moment anyway. It's not very female friendly.
I guess not.
Like, it's hard because we're changing a lot about how you bring up a female child, and how we're bringing up male kids as well. So at a time like this, things are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Things are new. You have to come up with brand new rules. Like, different things apply. I'm also realizing how the UK as a whole is actually very conservative. I'm realizing. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Well, conservative in their beliefs.
Mm. So, like, women, not women being in the kitchen thing, but like, the more you actually interact and you go into the society, they're very conservative in their views. This comes in with the LGBTQ thing. This comes in with Christian and Islam, homophobia. I mean, it's the same. And actually, I should call myself out because I have certain prejudices that I'm realizing. Like, when I find myself in a situation where we're talking about these things and maybe someone says something slightly problematic, I know it to be problematic, but I can't say. And somehow I kind of get it. Like, I get where they're coming from, but I know it's problematic. So I don't really know what to do. But anyway.
In regards to the UK being conservative.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with the UK is conservative.
Not Twitter UK. Twitter UK, for some reason, is very... Actually, no. Maybe, like, no. Even Black Twitter UK is just as conservative. So, yeah, they're just as conservative. I was just thinking that maybe I could redeem a specific group, but I can't. But anyway, yes, the mum's an asshole. Back to this. And she needs to sort her parenting styles out. So, yeah, that is it for this particular episode. Someone needs to go to sleep.
Someone needs to go to sleep because I can't revive in the night because I have work.
That's okay. We will see you guys in the next one. What's the next one I said we wanted to do?
The next one
is it the review of
the Tinder Swindler.
Is that it? Oh no, Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Oh, I got thought.
Yes, and hopefully the next 4 episodes or so should have come out by then. So we'll have a lot more to talk about as well. I'm really excited. Oh, you know what's
coming out next month as well?
No, no, not next month, next week.
I know you said next week, but I'm telling you, asking you if you know what's coming out next month.
Do I know what's coming out next month?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bridgerton, season 2.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we have that to look forward to as well.
I guess the year's getting excited now.
I know. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. Euphoria, season 2 is coming to an end as well.
I should watch Euphoria so that we can actually do a thing on it.
Let
as well.
Me not, because Euphoria has been actually going on one, because it's
okay. I'm gonna put Euphoria on the list of things that I should watch so that we can do a debrief on season 1. I'll
watch Demon Slayer at some point this month or next month.
That's fine, take your time. All right then, guys, we are signing out. Enjoy the rest of the month. I don't know,
true.
We need a proper sign out.
Until next time, let us know what you've been watching, what you'd like us to review,
yes,
and what Reddits you find funny, actually, because
actually that's true. Any Reddit that you guys would review, because I love Reddit.
He does.
And let us know on Instagram, send us a message. We'll try to be a bit more interactive on there and post regularly somehow. Anyways, bye.
Bye.